important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
And a happy and very good morning to you. We are live for another fantastic edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show as we're broadcasting live from La Casa de Bergen, just north of the beautiful beaches in South Alabama. I am glad to be back as we'll talk a little bit about my trip to Texas, but man, oh man, we have a very fast-paced show set up for you today. I'm telling you, as we always say, buckle up. It'll be the fastest 2 hours in radio. There is absolutely no question about it. As you know, we always talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network, and there is a ton to talk about. Plus, we're going to talk a little football today. How about that? High school football has kicked off. We'll talk a little bit about that. But let me say welcome to all of the new folks in Birmingham, Montgomery, Auburn area, as we welcome you on a brand new sports station, Fox Sports Central, Alabama, 98.3. Glad to have you with us. I'm telling you, you're going to have a lot of fun. We're happy to be hanging out with you right there in Central Alabama. Let me introduce ourselves. I am Randy Bergen. I'm your host along with my co-host, my podsy Danny Spivey. Danny, I got to tell you, you and David Musial and Doug Holton, y'all did a wonderful job last week. You kept the ship sailing straight, and I want to say thank you for that.
Well, you know, it's always great to have you back, Randy. I know you had fun over in Texas. What a great visit with some good friends, good golf, and all kind of good things going on. You're exactly right. We got a lot going on in the world of golf, and of course, we kicked off the FedEx Cup playoffs after everybody qualified. Of course, had some excitement,
right?
Excitement in this Northern Trust up at the TPC Boston. You had a 59, another 59, 58, 57 alert, basically, with Dustin Johnson. We'll talk a lot about that, but it's always good to have you back pressing the buttons, partner, because even though we had triple D's last week, I get a little nervous when I have to press the buttons and everything, but Philip and the gang did a great job for me back at studio.
And let's just mention them real quick, Leanna and Philip and the gang back there in our home station of FM Talk 106.5. Glad to have them with us pushing all the buttons, and glad to have all of you along the Gulf Coast. Guess what? We got a little hurricane coming, not one, but it's like the old search, not one, but two in one.
Well, yeah.
And so we're going to talk a little bit about the potential of hurricane coming up in the next couple of days. But a lot to get into today. The chase for the FedEx Cup is in full swing, and wow, DJ making a statement with his play. We're going to talk a little bit about Tiger. He is out on the course right now. Can he come back? He was way down. Can he come back? Is he looking for the BMW Championship in Chicago coming up on Thursday? But we do know what he wants to do. He wants to defend that championship at the end of the season, Dan.
Well, you're exactly right. And, of course, you know, we started with 125 this week, including one Phil Mickelson, which we're going to talk about, because he's going to move on to a different level here very shortly next week. But Tiger Woods on the golf course today, playing very well. He played with Rory McIlroy yesterday, and a lot of good things. But DJ, talk about a guy going for his 22nd PGA Tour victory, including 5 FedEx Cup event wins. He's got a 5-shot lead. We're going to talk about that in a second.
The LPGA, well, they're finishing up their first major of the season. We'll get you caught up on the leaderboards coming up in just a few moments, but a whole lot to get into. The phone lines will be open today. If you got any questions, comments, hey, for winnings, you got to know the number, 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. You can also text us at that same number. Remember, folks, we are not caller-driven, but we are certainly caller-friendly. All right, if you've got a smartphone, a smart TV, a computer, iPad, you want to watch us, all you need to do is go to Facebook. You can search Southern Fairways. You'll want to do that, okay, because Boom's Kitchen, back in full swing.
Yes,
and you're going to get to see some of those pictures of what we'll be eating today. But go to Facebook, search Southern Fairways, or you can go to YouTube and search my stream at Randy Bergen Live, and you can check us out. You can check us out on TuneIn Radio as well, on and just search FM Talk 106.5 or Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3, a part of Radio Alabama. I'll tell you, glad to be part of that gang for sure. Okay, on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line, happy to have this guy always with us. Did a great job with you last week, Dan, and a big partner of ours, David Musial, the general manager for Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. He'll have Golf for Dummies. For those of you that are new to the show, we kind of get some words in there, some verbiage that acquaints you with this beautiful sport of golf. He'll come up in the next segment. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to go to Lakewood, one of the beautiful Robert Trent Jones courses. We'll talk to with the director of golf there, Neil Frazier. He'll be with us. In the last segment of this hour, you want to see where we're even? We'll have pictures up. Boom's Kitchen. It always happens at 11:45, and you do not want to miss that.
Well, and we did take pictures beforehand, you know, because if we took them now, then half of it would be gone. Because I get to the house, and things start very quickly. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. In the next hour, we have a very special – let me see how I want to say this. It's a very special friend of ours. Mm-hmm. He is new to the family now, and we're going to introduce you to him. We'll introduce at the top of the hour, tell you who it is in the 12 o'clock hour, but he'll come on with us at the bottom of the hour of 12:30. You will not want to miss this. One of our good friends, a voice that you recognize. He's in the FM Talk 106.5 family, and glad to have him on board with us. I'm telling you, what an addition he is for us.
It's time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
The PGA Tour concludes the first of the FedEx Cup playoff events up at the Northern Trust in Norton, Massachusetts, at the TPC Boston Golf Course. On top of the leaderboard, we talked about it, Dustin Johnson with rounds of 67, 60, 64. He is 22 under par. He has a five-shot lead as he tees off at about 1:25 Central Time today. He'll be playing with Harris English, who's at 17 under par. Mr. 59, the newest member of that elite group, Scotty Scheffler, with rounds of 70, 59, 67. He's tied at 17 under as well. And he's going to be playing with Randy's buddy, Louis Oosthuizen.
Louis.
With two rounds of 65 and a 68, he's going to vie to get in there. Everybody vying for that top 70 spots to go up to Chicago next week in the second round of the FedEx Cup playoffs.
Well, the Corn Ferry Tour wraps up today from Columbus, Ohio, a place you are very familiar with, Dan, for the Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship. Leading the way, the young man from Down Under, Curtis Luck, had an opportunity to play with his grandfather one day. He has a one-shot lead over American amateur Cameron Young. The European Tour finished up in Newport, Wales for the ISPS Honda Wells Open earlier today, where Frenchman Romain Lengescu gets the win by 2 at 8 under. And the LPGA is back in action for their first major of the year. It wraps up in just a little bit in Scotland for the AIG Women's Open. The German, with no status on the LPGA, Sophia Popov, is at 7 under. She has a 3-stroke lead over my girl, Jasmine Sawanapura. And the old guys, well, they finished up in Missouri for the Charles Schwab Series at Bass Pro Shops Big Cedar Lodge. Beautiful, beautiful place. A not-so-familiar name with his third professional win and his first Champions Tour victory. Congrats to 50-year-old Shane Birch. He gets the win. So there you go. You are now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. All right, when we come back, is Golf for Dummies with General Manager of Glen Lakes Golf Club in beautiful Foley, Alabama. David Musial is going to be on with us. And we want to say again, hello to Radio Alabama, Fox Sports Central Alabama, 98.3 and FM Talk 106.5's Gulf Coast. Tell you what, we are glad to have all of you on board with us today. There's going to be some winnings, so make sure you have your fingers ready at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. This is Southern Fairways Golf Show. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen along with Danny Spivey. Hey, if you're watching us on Facebook or on YouTube, you notice the backdrops that we have. Now, Danny, you are in Gulf Shores where it seems to be a little cloudy.
Yeah, it's just a little cloudy right now. Of course, you know, we're kind of like Jim Cantore. You know, if you see Randy and I in the neighborhood, you know, down at the beach, and you probably have nothing to worry about. To be honest with you.
It's going to be a sunny day.
It's going to be a sunny day. But, yeah, I'm down there, and it looks like you're at the southernmost tip of the United States.
I am. I'm down in Key West.
Yes.
I'm down in Key West.
Okay.
So we're watching it. Just kind of watching the weather a little bit. But, yeah, go online and certainly check us out for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that a live view?
That is a live view.
That is a live
Both of these
view.
Are live
okay.
views. Yeah.
I'm just checking for masks. You know, I'm the mask police. But
I've not seen any.
That's really getting out of control, you know?
It is. It yeah. is. Well, I'll tell you, there is this guy's always out of control. Let's welcome in our very good friend, David Musial, with Glen Lakes Golf Club in beautiful Foley, Alabama. David, how you doing, pal?
Randy, hope you and Danny are doing well today. Got a little hit and miss showers today and a few people on the course, but everything's going okay. I hope we can get through these storms coming through this week. But things are going well at Glen Lakes. I hope you guys are doing well today.
David, I got to tell you, thank you so much for sitting in for me last week. I think you and Doug sat in, and boy, I got to listen to the show off and on a little bit while I was playing golf there in beautiful Lake Conroe in Montgomery, Texas. And I'll tell you, that's a beautiful, beautiful lake. Wonderful golf course we played. And I just want to tell you, thank you. Y'all did a wonderful job. It sounded really good. Just saying, and Danny, you might concur with this, he might think about whenever he retires from golf, getting in the broadcast business.
Well, without a doubt. You know, and, you know, David, you take cues so well. The energy that was between us three was just incredible. You could feel it through the radio.
Well, I had a lot of fun, and, you know, I love going to Steelwood and seeing your place there at the lodges. That's just a fantastic setting, and it's always fun talking to you and Doug and talking sports, not just golf, but everything, and, you know, a little bit of getting, you know, back to some normalcy, and it's good to see golf going on. PGA was a success. Talking about SEC football coming back and high school football this last weekend, so I appreciate you guys having me on, and I'm really excited about golf. Got a lot of new players playing the game. I think through COVID, that golf is one of the few things you can do. And we're just real excited to see some new players out. Our junior league, fall league will start in September. So really excited to see the juniors out. And traffic has been very good for us at Glen Lake.
David, one thing you got going on this week, hopefully it'll be able to happen, is the Folds of Honor. Talk a little bit about that. You got a tournament.
Well, we're having actually that September the 5th through the 7th
right.
is when we'll have our Folds of Honor weekend. So we've got a week away that I think that we can get through these storms and have some good weather, hopefully. You know, for those of you that are not sure about and don't know about what Folds of Honor is, that supports the families of wounded soldiers. And we're really excited. It's a PGA-supported effort. A lot of golf courses in the area, almost all of them, are doing something in some way to support Patriot Day, which is a specific day. Ours is September the 7th, where we we'll accept donations, and we'll allow veterans to come out to play, encourage them to come out and play golf for free green fees, and also bring any of their friends, up to four guests, to play also. So we want to support our military, and we appreciate the front line and protecting us and allowing us to live in this great country and be able to play golf and have the freedom that we do.
There's absolutely no question about it. It is it's a great charity, and we do a lot with it. The Southern Fairways and GCGA Tour does a lot with the Folds of Honor. Major Dan Rooney, and it certainly is good. There is no question about that at all. Got David Musial on with us, and you know, typically, well, when you hear that music, you know what it means. It's time for Golf for Timmies with David Musial. All right, David, what you got for us, brother?
All right, we've got two little segments with this, two short ones that had Bama Tim ask a little bit about what par means and what par is at most golf courses. It's par 72. Some that don't have a couple short par fours or longer par fours that don't have a couple par fives will have a par 70. Our scratch golfer, that's our golfer, the expert golfer, the 3% or less golfers, guys like Danny. That scratch golfer shoots 72. That is not par, is not what we expect to shoot. That's what the expert golfer shoots. The bogey golfer, what does that mean? That's the golfer that shoots around 90.
That's Randy.
They average about a bogey per hole. And that's not our average golfer through all our golfers. Last week on the National Golf Foundation, 97 was the average score of a golfer.
Yes.
So you're better than 97. Wow. You're doing better than the average. As far as our second part of it, well, we come into a golf shop and we go, I need some golf balls. What do I need? You know, I need the best. I need the highest priced golf ball, that $50 dozen ball. You know, whether it's a Titleist Pro V1 or a Callaway Chrome Soft or a Bridgestone Tour BX, that, you know, that may not be the right ball for you. And why is that? It's the most expensive. Don't I need that? Well, the better players like a high spin rate golf ball. Well, what does that mean? A ball that spins more than when it hits the green, that it checks up faster. When we hit a wedge in, the ball will stop and grab the green faster. Also, that we can work the ball better with a high spin ball. If we want to fade it around a tree or draw it in there, that we can use the high spin ball. But for most of us, a lower spin rate golf ball, which means it will hook and slice less. Now, you're going to sacrifice some spin as that ball comes into the green, but with a lower spin golf ball, Bridgestone E12, E6, those are a straighter hitting golf ball, but don't have quite as much bite when they come into the green. But whether it's a Callaway, Bridgestone, Titleist, you know, let the golf professional help you. It's not necessarily the high price, the highest price ball that's the best one, but the one that fits your best spin rate. How about that?
Well, I got to tell you, that was pretty good. That was golf for dummies. Does that sound like a Halloween?
Yeah,
type deal?
I think okay, you're, like your channel will have maybe like a golf for dummies.
A-do-ba-do-ba-do.
Yeah. So, like, David, let me tell you something. That was spectacular. And, you know, it was so funny last week, Randy. I don't know. I know you were listening to the show when we did our golf for dummies. And David does such a thorough job on everything. And we got into at the break. We were kind of talking. I was kind of teasing David just a little bit. And he was just laughing about it because we started getting to coefficients and stuff like that. And then Bama Tim comes on like he always does. And just says, hey, I got a question for you. What's par mean? Like that. So David, that was absolutely perfect. And you know what's so funny? I want everybody out there who's listening, and especially some of our new audience. Golf, it's a very difficult game. We all love it. We have, if you get a passion for it, you know, it's something that really sinks in. And throughout this show, we're going to, you know, in all of our shows, we talk about fitting you with the right golf ball, like David just mentioned, and also being cost efficient. You know, that's one thing we love about Bridgestone and a lot of other golf ball companies, but is they have a wide variety of price and different types of golf balls that fit every golfer. But I want everybody to keep in back something that David mentioned. The average score of an average golfer who plays a certain amount of times a week or a year, whatever that number is 97. So if you're out there and you're breaking 95 or breaking 100, you're doing just fine. You're doing just fine. And that's when, if you get the itch and you get the dedication to go out there and play a little bit more, that's when you get with someone like David and you go out there and you say, listen, I want to get my game a little bit better. I want to look at different kind of clubs. What can help me? What has been hurting me? What are some tips I can do? And David, and you just alluded to all that and just kind of take the pressure off of everybody just a little bit. You don't have to shoot 80 every time you go out. That is not the average. That's way, way, way above average. So just enjoy the game. And if you want to get better,
Go see
your teaching pro.
Exactly.
Get some good instruction, get some good fundamentals, and then work and practice on those things and help improve your game. But, yeah, a lot of golfers don't realize 97 was the average score of a golfer playing last week. So if you did better than that, you're better than the average. And let us help you at Glen Lakes. That we've, you know, do club, custom club fitting, also instruction and clinics, and we'll be happy to help you in any way.
Well, let me just say that I was average last week. It was a tough course. I had back issues.
Hey,
and it was hot.
And David, maybe you can allude to this too, and maybe we can allude to it to another installment of Golf for Dummies, but like where an average player or beginner player should play from. What tee boxes? They get confused because, you know, I'm not going to go back to the ladies, men's, professionals, and everything, because we have different sets of yardages and stuff like that to make it a little bit easier for people.
Oh, I mean, that's a great point. And, you know, so many of the back tees are used so infrequently, and that's the way it should be. You know, your top college players, your professional players, and your scratch players, and even as you go to the senior tees, you know, the champion tee doesn't play from the back tees. They play from the next set up, and we encourage with our members and our guests to play you know, the right set for your game and enjoy the game. You can hit more greens and shoot lower scores.
I'll tell you what, David, that is good stuff. There's absolutely no question about it. I got to mention real quick, got about 60 seconds here. And obviously we saw Scottie Scheffler shoot a 59. We saw saw Dustin Johnson shoot a 60. That's the second time in history with two rounds of 60 or lower in the same round. Do you know when the first time was? Anybody take a guess on that one? Let me help you through it. Okay.
Do not.
You and I at 12
Creek? We had back about 59 back in, what, 1990, somewhere in there? I don't know.
Nope. 2010, the John Deere, you saw, oh, no shoulders, oh, Paul Cordes.
Yeah.
Okay, he shot a 59, and one of the all-time greatest guys in golf, and I'm talking about just a perfect gentleman, Steve Stricker, he shot a 60, and that was a 2010 John Deere. That was in the first round, okay?
Wow.
So,
wow, these guys are good. And when DJ shot 27 on the front, I said, look out. But, whew, you know, you're going to see it happen. Somebody's going to shoot a 55 one day, and we're just going to be in awe. These guys are just, you know, getting better and better out there.
They really are. It's fun to watch, I'll tell you. It is fun to watch. David, always glad to have you on board with us. Thanks for taking time to be with us, and we look forward to talking with you again next week. Great Golf for Dummies. And, folks, I encourage you, if you have an opportunity, two things. If you're down in the Foley, Gulf Shores area, and you're looking for some lessons, this is the guy you want to see. Uh-oh, here he goes. He's playing. He's going to play the Star Spangled Banner for us. That's David Musial.
There you
All
go.
Right. Hey, look, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to head over to Lakewood. We'll talk with the director of golf, Neil Frazier. He's up next right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. Tell you that right there's thumping. That's thumping in the back seat. All right, got that woofer hitting. Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen along with my podsy, Danny Spivey. And we want to welcome in all the folks in Birmingham. You're in Montgomery, Auburn, everywhere in between. Hey, you're on Lake Martin. How about Sylacauga? Talladega, how y'all doing up there? Glad to have you on board with us with a brand new Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3. And, of course, all you folks down here along the Gulf Coast on 106.5 FM Talk, we are glad to have you on board with us from Gulfport, Mississippi, all the way over to Destin, Florida. Glad to have y'all with us. Can't do that without Michael Brannon and Lee Perryman up there in Radio Alabama, and, of course, Sean Sullivan over here on FM Talk 106.5. I do want to remind you, on Saturday mornings, if you have an opportunity, now that football is, high school football especially, in swing, be sure and check out our good friends. If you want one of the best prep sports shows, it's certainly in the state of Alabama, if not in the nation, you got to check out our good friends, Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Laster and Corey LeBounty for the Prep Sports Report. You can hear them right here on the same stations that we are on. They do an outstanding job. And, man, glad to have them and all of us in one big family, I'll tell you, and a lot of fun. All right, it is time to go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and welcome in a very good friend of ours. He is the director of golf at Lakewood Golf Club down at I got to be honest with you, one of the prettiest places, Point Clear, is as pretty as it can get down at the Grand Hotel. Our good friend Neil Frazier on with us. Neil, how you doing, pal?
Good, Randy. Great. Great to hear from you. Congratulations on moving up the Birmingham market. That's awesome. Awesome for you guys. That's a quality show, and everybody loves to listen.
Well, I tell you what, it's folks like you that help us out because you know us, Neil. We need all the help we can get for sure. But man, I tell you, listen, I want to take just a moment and talk a little bit about Lakewood Golf Club. Certainly one of our favorite places, Danny. You get to play there quite a bit. I've played there quite a bit, and it is perhaps one of the prettiest courses in the state of Alabama, certainly along with the Gulf Coast and in the nation. And tell us a little bit about what you got going on at Lakewood right now.
Well, Randy, like you say, other than the fact we're getting ready for dual hurricanes, but no, I mean, other than that, we've got things going on here. You know, we finished our renovation last year of the Azalea course. Dogwood was done a couple years before. We built the experience, our new practice facility the year before that. But, you know, we opened November. Azalea's just, things got it, you know, Randy Waldron, our superintendent's got it in great shape. Greens are fabulous. Same with Dogwood. As you know, Dogwood, the USGA canceled most of their amateur events, including the 2020 Senior Women's Amateur here. we're reinstated, ready to go. 2021, September 10th through the 15th. So, you know, we look at that, 16,000 courses, 14 of them get a national championship every year, and Lakewood's one of them. So we're really pleased with the way things are going. You know, the hotel had a good summer, had a little rough stretch there in the spring. You know, we're sort of heading into our off season here for a while, but weekends are busy. We're just, you know, good things happening here. Courses are in great shape, and I think you know that from coming out here and playing.
Right. There's no question. It's always in great shape. As we talk with the director of golf at Lakewood, Neil Frazier. Danny?
Now, Neil, you have I was so pleased to hear with, you know, when the pandemic hit. And, of course, I know you and the entire family over at Lakewood and the Grand Hotel. We're so looking forward to having that USGA event. I'm so glad that they did were able to reschedule that for a later date into 21. But you have an event coming up here that's a pretty good prominence here in the state. Of course, the Alabama Golf Association State Four Ball, which is coming up, which I'll be honest with you, I think of different venues for four balls, four ball competitions, and certainly Lakewood just comes right to the top
Absolutely.
Of the heap as far as when it comes to my mind of that kind of format and event.
Yeah, and it's something, you know, the last few years we've only had one course open. We're going through all the renovations. We like to host an Alabama Golf Association event each year. We've already hosted the women's four ball earlier on the season, and now we've got the men's four ball, which we're like you. We love that event. You know, a lot of our members play. You're going to see Haynes and John Wright, that crowd, and Danny Spivey, I'm sure. You know, we get a great crowd down here. Everybody likes to come down south, get close to the beach, get you know, around the Grand Hotel in Fairhope. So we love hosting it. We really, having 36 holes makes it a little easier for us at some courses. We think it's our responsibility to host an event every year, and that's the big one we got coming on.
We're visiting with Neil Frazier, the director of golf at Lakewood, there at the Grand, I guess it's Grand Golf Resort and Spa. Down at Point Clear, beautiful, beautiful place. Let's talk just a second, Neil, about what's going on over at the hotel, the Grand Hotel. A beautiful place. You mentioned it just a few moments ago. And, folks, if you've not been there, I think one of the things that folks certainly in this area need to know, Neil, is the fact that you can actually – you don't have to stay there to be able to go in and eat there.
No. I mean, the Grand Hotel, all the restaurants, Bucky's, you know, out back, bar back there. We have Southern Roots, 1847 bar in front of that, Bayside Grill. That gate is just there, really, to, you know, make sure we know who's coming in, but everybody can, if you eat, you get free valet. It's great. You know, the hotel went through a transition to the Autograph Collection. Still a Marriott brand, but the Autograph is, you know, a little more upscale than we were. We're a little more signature brand. We really push history. Kind of the things that make the Grand Hotel, you know, haven't been going on since 1847. But no, we have great restaurants, great facilities. You come sit out, watch the sunset at Bucky. Who does it every evening? You know, we roll down the chain, and it just, that sun drops. It's so cool to watch. But every day we do that for you. But you know, and then you got the golf course across the street. You can, you know, come and 11 o'clock have lunch over at the Lakewood Club, at the golf club. And, nice old building, lots of woodwork, just a great place to snack. So we've got lots of ways to enjoy the facility.
Well, Neil, I want you you know, I know that everybody's watching, you know, these tropical storms turning into hurricanes coming into the Gulf, and I've spent many a moons at Lakewood in the Grand Hotel years ago and watched a few come through there, and I know the preparation will be there in full force. You know, you talked earlier about some of the players that are out there at Lakewood and some of the great events you have. You know, you talked about, you know, people like Haynes Snedeker, and who had, you know, of course, the brother of Brant Snedeker, but also a very, very good player. John Wright's played in probably four or five, if not more, USGA events. And then you have a guy there, too, a good buddy of mine and a friend of all of us here on the show and yours. The North-South Amateur had his super senior division not too long ago, and Robert Palmer finished second in the North-South Super Senior Amateur Division. I know he's out there at Lakewood as well, but just played a tremendous round against some really stiff national competition.
Yeah, you've got Robert. George Walker's another one. How many events?
George Walker finished top 10, yeah.
You know, I mean, we're very fortunate to have that, you know, the caliber of golfers. Those guys work hard at their game. You know, like you say, with George and Robert, at their age, keep themselves in great shape to compete. And that's a big thing is, you know, they still move that ball. You know, they'll play in some of the member games. They go, oh, what are they playing up here for? Well, you know what? They're of age to play there. They've kept themselves in great shape and worked on things. And you know what? They get to play up there, and they sure are great. They're fabulous golfers. Haynes, John Wright. I mean, John Wright, I don't know his age. I don't want to make a prediction without asking him. But, you know, John Wright is a golfer, and he competes with those young guys every day. He plays with them. So, yeah, we've got some great golfers out here.
And some great young players going through there, too. Some really good young players going through Lakewood, too.
Yeah, I mean, you got William Bull, Matt Marino. Williams over at Arkansas. He won the Canadian Amateur last year. Was in USAM this year. You've got John Ricchetti up at UAB. You've got new kid, Max Johnson, freshman at Auburn this year. How about that one?
Yep.
Took up golf 4 years ago. When he was in grade 9, he quit baseball and took up golf. He hadn't swung a club before. Now he's going to Auburn, going to play with them. You know, you've got Matt Lorenz, plays at Southern Miss. He's going back for his senior year. The top players in that division. You know, we had Alex Green, Virginia Green's up at Vanderbilt still. She's, I believe, a junior up there. So, yeah, we've got a, you know, John and Haynes got their hands full when we have our coach championship every year.
Well, I'll tell you, Neil, and I'm going to throw it back to Randy here, but there's a reason there's some great players out there. It's because you have a great facility, a great experience, and it's the experience practice facility is tremendous. Both courses are absolutely top-notch, along with the facilities and its leadership.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate that. It's you know, our owners put a lot into this place. You know, he believes that this is a special place. You know, we've got a real, we've got 600 homes going in as well, but like you said, he's put the money into the course to make sure it's a great, great track. He's also put money to make sure that the conditioning matches that. The conditioning matches the hotel. It matches everything about our whole property. You know, the Lakewood Club, the Swim and Tennis Club. And that's a big key to have your owner that's vested in you and all in. It sure makes it easier to manage facilities like that. And, you know, I know members appreciate it, and I hope and our guests appreciate our condition. Randy Walton, our golf course superintendent, has done unbelievable job. You know, we've got new grass, tip eagle on the greens. Amazing the difference what that's made to what people say about Lakewood.
Listen, I would encourage you, if you're going to go stay at the Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa, the Autograph Collection, you can do that, and when you do, you'll be able to go out there and play golf at Lakewood. You can set up a tee time, 251-990-6312. They are part of the Robert Trent Jones Trail. It is a beautiful, beautiful place, and I'm going to tell you, if you can stay there, it just makes for a great weekend. If you just want to get away, if you're down here on the Gulf Coast and you kind of want to get away but not too far from home, beautiful place to go. If you're in that North Alabama, Central Alabama, you want to come down to play two great golf courses and stay at a wonderful place, this is where you need to be. You need to be at the Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa Autograph Collection. Do that. You set up a reservation, 251-928-9201. You can go online and check them out at I believe your website is Marriott.com. Just go to Marriott.com and search
you
Autograph
go
Collection.
You can go to Marriott.com for reservations. You can get on to see a little bit about it at MarriottGrand.com as well. That'll show you what was going on. But if you're looking for reservations, you book through the Marriott site still, Marriott.com. So we're looking forward to seeing everyone.
Neil, as always, our time with you goes by so fast. We got to get out there and spend some time with you again. And, buddy, thanks for taking time out of your busy Sunday to be with us.
Thank you for all you guys do for golf, Randy, you and Danny. And we look forward to seeing everybody down here at Lakewood Grand Hotel.
There you go. Enjoy. Appreciate
Thanks,
it,
Randy.
Neil. Neil Fruit. All right, buddy. Neil Frazier, Director of Golf at Lakewood. I'm telling you, they don't get much better than Neil. And, Danny, you know that is a fun, fun place to go play. I enjoy it. Anytime we get a chance, I'm going to be there. And I'm telling you, all you folks in the in that Birmingham and listening to us on Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3 Radio Alabama, come on down, check it out. The Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa Autograph Collection. Not everyone can get that autograph collection, I'm just saying.
Well, you're absolutely correct. If they're lucky, they can get your autograph collection or ours. We'll be happy to send that to you right there. We got some shots coming up, but beautiful place, the Grand Hotel. And that whole Point Clear area, we've been fortunate enough to be there many times. Look forward to going back.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a quick time out. You want to know what Boom's Kitchen had for us today? I'm going to see if I can get the pictures up for you in time. Don't touch that dial. I'm going to give away some golf when we come back too, all right? This is Southern Fairways Golf Show. To Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen along with my podsy Danny Spivey. Glad to have you on board with us. This first hour has just flown by. And I can't thank you enough for hanging in there. We're going to give away some golf coming up in just a second. We're also going to show you what Boom's Kitchen has prepared for us today. But I got to take a little serious note here, Dan.
Yes,
Dan, something happened earlier in the week, and I personally like for you to kind of keep my prayers and thoughts for my son and his fiance. They were supposed to get married. They're supposed to get married exactly 1 month from just a couple days ago. On September the 19th, they're to get married. On that day of August the 19th, on Tuesday, my son's fiance, Meg, suffered a very serious, serious injury. She was life-flighted to Birmingham, UAB, where she still remains in the ICU, and it's been touch and go. I'm going to be honest with you. It's been touch and go, and we are trying to keep updates, but if would love for you to keep prayers out for Taylor and Meg as they both fight through this tough deal she's going through.
Well, you're exactly right, Randall, and you know, your son, Taylor, and your daughter, I mean, just great, great young people, and so full of excitement for Taylor and Meg. And, you know, you try to make sense when something like this happens. The fortunate thing is he was there.
Yeah,
she
very
got,
fortunate.
She got to the hospital immediately and has gone under some, you know, some pretty intense
surgeries.
Yeah. And so, but, you know, Taylor's in her life for a reason, buddy.
There you go.
We've talked about it.
Absolutely.
And he has got a gentle and wonderful heart.
He does.
For a good looking kid with a lot more hair than I have, he gets your hair. He's a wonderful young man, and we'll certainly think about him every single day.
Absolutely. Want to say he got his looks from his dad, but just going to say that. All right.
Just
throwing it out there. All right. Hey, let's take a quick look at some of what's happening in the world of golf. Of course, the LPGA playing in their first major of the season. It is the AIG Women's Open. They are over at the old course in Troon, Scotland. They finished up. And the young lady from Germany, she has no status on the LPGA. Sophia Popoff gets her first victory at 7-under. She beats Jasmine Sawanapura by 2. Jasmine comes in at 5-under. Of course, Jasmine from Thailand. And as a matter of fact, Dan, I think, and I'm not sure here, but I wanted to say that I had a picture in here, and I'll try to throw that up here in just a second, of when we were down in Orlando. For the LPGA event that we do.
You got a picture with her, didn't
you? Yeah. Well, her caddy, Michelle, has turned out to be a pretty good friend, and she gave us an opportunity, told Jasmine we were big fans, got to hang out with her a little bit. And
now, did she enjoy your call out when she came to the tee box, and did she make reference to the correct pronunciation? And
she actually did. She said that I practiced it with her before I did it.
Yeah.
And she said, that is perfect.
Sawanapura.
Right. Her real name is Titapa Sawanapura, but she goes by Jasmine. So
I can see that.
Makes sense.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
What's happening on the PGA Tour?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. Of course, Dustin Johnson has a five-shot lead right now. It's, you know, it's very interesting with Dustin. 21 victories if he comes through today, and I expect nothing less for him to go ahead and finish this one off. But, you know, the real battle is kind of what's going on down the leaderboard a little bit. Of course, the 125 made it to this. Top 70 go up to Illinois, to Olympia Fields. If you go down the list right now, one Tiger Woods was in question earlier this week, and after he did make the cut at 3 under par, then a poor third round with Rory McIlroy led to him being very vicariously close, dropped down to 65th in the projections. But in good fashion, the old man shoots a little final round, 66, 5 under day, moves up 23 spots, so he's securely in for next week. It looks like he's going to be somewhere in that 48 to 50 range, Randy. And, of course, after next week up in Chicago, that top 70 will be yielded down to 30, which will go to East Lake for the FedEx Cup Championship. Just a three-week banger this time. You know, everybody going 125 to 70 to 30. If you want to look on top of the FedEx Cup official standings right now, and this is where they were going into this tournament, Justin Thomas was number one with Colin Morikawa right behind him, followed by Webb Simpson, Bryson DeChambeau, Sung Jae Im, and then Patrick Reed. But right now, projections, if DJ goes on to win this, he's going to move up into first place, which we all talk about. You know, it doesn't matter. You don't control your fate anymore. Remember, like it used to be several years ago, where if you were in a 1 through 5 going into the last playoff position, you know, if you won, you won. Last playoff event. Now it's just handicapped, basically, by score.
Do you like that?
I really enjoyed it. It was easier for me last year, and we talked about it extensively. It was easier for me, and I believe just either Brooks Koepka, short-term memory loss here, Brooks Koepka or Justin Thomas, started at 10 under par, basically. It was just easy to follow that way. Instead of, you know, we remember a couple years ago when Tiger won,
right,
you know, at Atlanta, but Justin Rose actually won the FedEx Cup, and it was kind of anticlimactic, you know, and you know, everybody got a little confused because if somebody made bogey here, then somebody moved up. So I kind of like the way the scoring system is. I think it worked well last year, and I think it'll work well again this year. Gonna be an interesting finish down the stretch. Right now, Max Homa and a couple others are right there at that 69 through 71 spot. Right. So they're gonna be battling it out. Of course, Phil Mickelson will not be there next week, as he missed the cut this week and dropped out of that top 70. I think down to 74, 75. So he will not move up unless something crazy happens.
He's headed to Missouri.
Okay? He is.
He's going to play the Charles Schwab series at Ozark National, which I'm excited to see him play. I think it's going to be fun seeing him out there playing with some of – I mean, listen, he loves those young guys. There's absolutely no question about that. But I think he enjoys some of the guys that are playing on the PGA – I mean, on the Champions Tour. And knowing him – He's going out there to win, okay?
Oh,
he's going
no
out
doubt.
There to win.
And he's going out there to hit bombs.
Big ones.
You know, and you know, it's very interesting. A lot of those guys hit the ball a good distance, but they don't hit it Phil distance. You know, Phil's
right.
coming out. Phil's a rookie.
That's right.
50 years old, 2 months.
That's right.
He's going to be out there. And I like the way he's embracing it. I really do. And I think he'll play both tours for several years. I think he'll play in all the majors.
I like it.
And I think he'll try to run the tables on the Charles Schwab Cup as well.
I like it. Hey, let's give away some golf real quick. All right. How about a 5-pack to Glen Lakes? For all of you up in the listening to us on Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3, our 5-pack is to Glen Lakes in Foley, Alabama. What that means is you and four of your golfing buddies going to get to go down to Glen Lakes and play. We're going to take care of the green fees. All you have to do is pick up the cart fee. Here you go. Fourth phone call, 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. We'll get you that 5-pack to Glen Lakes. We had David Musial on earlier with the Golf for Dummies. If you've not played there, it is a fun place to play. Great track. William Dabney, the superintendent, always does a wonderful, wonderful job. All right, Danny, we got just a minute here. We got a text already. Says, great, great, guys. I want to see what Boone cooked. All right, here you go.
Get it.
There it is right there. If you're watching us, you can go to Facebook, search Southern Fairways, or on YouTube, go to Randy Bergen Live. There you go. Wonton noodle soup topped with egg. Okay?
Yes, yes.
Topped with egg. And a little shrimp green bean. How about that right there?
You must have done that before I got here. Because
it was gone.
Yeah.
When you got here, it was gone. There's no question. But there you go. Boom's Kitchen. By the way, spring rolls. For those in and around Lower Alabama, spring roll is going to be available this week. So with the tornadoes, I mean, the hurricanes coming, you may want to sit back and enjoy some nice boom rolls.
There is. I've been working on that commercial this week, anticipating the boom roll, you know. What's better than enjoying one hurricane? Well, two hurricanes with boom rolls. Brought to you by RGB
Marketing. There you go. Hey, you know, we've got some really great sponsors of the show. I certainly got to thank those. And listen, if you like what we're doing, visit these guys and tell them that you like it. Thank them, okay? Because it means a lot to them. It certainly means everything to us. Thanks to McConnell Automotive. If you're looking to purchase a new vehicle, do yourself a huge favor and save some money. Go see our good friends at McConnell Automotive, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. They are the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Also, today's show is brought to you in part by Lake Forest Golf Club. If you're looking for a fun challenge, right here it is, my friends. Contact the gang at Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne for a golfing experience unlike any other in Lower Alabama.
Well, we got a lot of people watching us on Facebook Live right now, and a lot of people making a comment, Randy. Big shout out to my buddy TJ. He's up there in the shop at Steelwood.
Nice.
He's got to listen to us.
Nice.
Making comments about your new profile pic. You very handsome.
Thank you.
The hair looks great.
Thank you.
Everything looks.
Thank you.
Almost too good.
Thank you. Hey, Mike McCaffrey of Daphne, you pick up that 5-pack. Congratulations. Hey, don't go anywhere. When we come back, next hour is going to be extremely fast. We got a guy. You know him. He's going to be with us. He's new to the FM Talk 106.5 family. You stay right there. We'll be right back. This is Southern Fairways Golf Show.
Points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness! In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
And we welcome you into the second hour of Southern Fairways Golf Show. I'm going to tell you, that first hour was a ton of fun. Great to have Neil Frazier on, the director of golf at Lakewood at Boy, beautiful, beautiful Grand Hotel, Golf Resort and Spa, the Autograph Collection down at Point Clear. Glad to have him on. And our good friend David Musial at Glen Lakes, always fun to have him. Golf for Dummies, you don't want to miss that, okay? So be sure and tune in every Sunday from 11 to 1. For Golf for Dummies, if you're kind of new to the sport, he'll get you caught up on all that and some phrases maybe you don't know, the terminology. He's going to help you out with all that. But good stuff. First hour, come and gone. Second hour, we got it packed for you. Got a lot of golf to get into. We'll talk a little football. We're going to do that for you as well. But I am Randy Bergen. That's my podgy, Danny Spivey. And, hey, glad to have all the new folks on. Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3. Michael Brannon, Lee Perryman, thanks for getting us on up there. I'll tell you, we are happy to be talking with all of you in the Birmingham, Montgomery, Prattville, Sylacauga, Talladega, Auburn, Lake Moore. Do I need to keep going?
Just
say Central Alabama.
Just Central Alabama.
Okay. Thank you all for being on with us. And certainly all of our good friends and good listeners down here along the Gulf Coast on FM Talk 106.5. Glad to have you on board with us. Like I said, a lot to get into. We'll get you caught up on the leaderboards coming up in just a few moments. As we know, the LPGA, they just wrapped up over in Scotland. A German lady. German lady, she gets the win. You won't know her name. You've probably never heard of it
before. You've heard of the vodka before, probably.
The vodka. Yeah. We're going to tell you, we'll tell you a little bit about her. The older guys finished up on the 21st out in over in Missouri. Guy for the first time on the Champions Tour gets a win. We'll tell you who that is. And, of course, we got to talk about DJ. We got to talk about Tiger, Phil. Phil's about to make some changes. Where's he going to be playing beginning on Thursday? It's not going to be with the regular group, Dan. He's got a new group.
He's got a new group, some old guys like me and you. He's gonna play up a T-box, and he's going to give them all kind of problems. I can predict that. Now, I am trying to find some information out of debuts on the Champions Tour. There's been several different players that have won in their debut on the Champions Tour.
A lot of them have.
And it's going to be very interesting. Knowing Phil's competitive nature, though, he is going to make the most of it. He's going there to win. Make no bones about it. No pun intended, because Bones won't be with him. But
Bones is with JT.
He is with JT. He's cashing checks and all kind of stuff right now. But Phil would rather be headed to Atlanta. There's no doubt about that for the FedEx Cup Championship. Of course, he's not going to be able to do that because he won't be at next week's second event in the FedEx Cup playoffs, which is
narrowed down to 70.
Down to 70. And I did want to clarify this, just kind of the FedEx Cup for dummies out there, since David did golf for dummies. I'll do the FedEx Cup for dummies. Last week at Sedgefield was the last qualifying event to get into the top 125 in the FedEx Cup projections. They're playing up at the TPC Boston right now. We're going to do a PGA Tour update here shortly. That 125 will be cut down to 70. 70 going into the BMW Championship, which will be up at Olympia Fields in Chicago. Out of that 70, the top 30 will make their way to East Lake for the FedEx Cup Championship in Atlanta. The number one seed will start that FedEx Cup Championship at 10 under par. Second place will be at 8 under. Third at 7, 4, 6, 5, 4, 3. 6 through 10 will start at 4 under. 11 through 15 at 3 under. 16 through 20 at 2, 21 through 25 at 1 under. And those poor guys at 26 that just get in, they've got to give up 10 shots right off the first tee box. We've had some gambling matches like that, Randall.
We have. Do you? You know, the question is do you like that? Okay, you, Tiger Woods, you're going to give him 10 strokes?
Well, I mean, you know what? If I was Colin Morikawa or Dustin Johnson or Justin Thomas, I'd give him 7. I mean, let's kind of put it where it is. And, you know, the interesting thing, and we saw this dilemma last year. Interesting that, you know, if somebody goes out and shoots 63, 64, 65 on that East Lake golf course, which is very possible, it's one of those golf courses where you drive the ball well, the greens are so fantastic, conditions are great, but the rough's up. So if you drive the ball accurately, start making some putts, you can shoot a low number. If you get a little sporadic, 74, 75 comes into play. So when we talk about, if you just look on the PGA Tour right now, the variation between the first play after 36-hole cut, you know, first place, like, for instance, this last week, first place was 15 under par after 36 holes. Now, granted, there was a 59 and a 60 on the board, but the cut was 3 under. So that's 12 shots right there. So if you look at kind of, you know, how they need to play, that's what it's going to be like. So, you know, giving up 10 shots is a lot of shots, especially on the PGA Tour in the top 30. But anything can happen.
You know, and I got to mention that. On Friday, of course, we saw Scottie Scheffler. He shot the 59. Dustin Johnson, he was looking for that 59, winds up with a 60. And it seemed like a lot of people just got disappointed with a 60. Are you kidding me? The guy shot a 60, okay?
Yeah.
That is the second time in history that has happened. There's only been two rounds with a 60 or lower in the same round. The first time it happened, about 10 years ago. 2010, the John Deere first round. Paul Gordas, you know him as No Shoulders. He shot a 59. Steve Stricker with a 60. So, that's pretty special.
It is special. And you look at DJ, you know, shooting 60. I don't want to sneeze at that, but he shot 9 under. He was 11 under through 11 holes. Shot 27, 9 under par. It's par 71, but it's 36, 35. 11 under par through 11 holes. Par his last 7 holes to shoot 60. Now, I want to throw this little caveat in there. Not that these guys don't have enough money, but, you know, they usually get $10 million annuity, you know, for this win. Well, they jacked that up, okay? It's up to $15
million. Nice.
$15 million this year. $60 million. It was $35 million in the FedEx previous bonus pool. Now it's $60 million. So if you're in the top five going in, you get a little bonus check, Randall. And it is not like our PPE stimulus check.
For a little game
for the state of, or for the county of Baldwin County, it'd be about like that. But an extra $3.5 million in your pocket if you can make it to in that top five. Just getting there.
Get your child into golf. Get your child into golf is what we're saying. Okay, he's got probably a better chance making some money in that. And I don't know. It's I take that back. That's hard, but it's a great game. Yeah. Get them in the game for sure. No question about it. We're gonna talk a little football here a little bit later on. Okay, got a special guest coming up for you at the bottom of the hour on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. A guy, if you're along the Gulf Coast, you've heard his voice for many, many years. He's now new to the FM Talk 106.5 family. Glad to have him on board with us. We'll a big Georgia fan. Big Georgia fan. We're gonna be talking with him. Coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to get you caught up on the leaderboards as well. And I want to ask you the question. There's two guys that I think are vying for player of the year on the PGA Tour. Who are your two? I'll tell you who my two are.
Well, who do you like?
Colin Morikawa.
Okay.
Justin Thomas.
Okay, I like that. You know, I don't have any problem.
I'll tell you why in a little bit.
Okay, I'm going to have to hold off because we haven't done the FedEx Cup yet. We haven't done the U.S. Open and the Masters, which is going to dictate all this. Now, I do like those two are in the forefront. I think if DJ goes through and wins this today, which he'll probably do, and then if he wins the FedEx Cup, I think he will go into the lead with the Player of the Year status. But, I just think there's some craziness going to ensue here. And I think Bryson DeChambeau is going to play a big part in all this.
Could. Very well could. I might agree with you on that. All right, if you got us tuned in, you're watching us on Facebook or on YouTube, you look behind us. Dan is down at Gulf Shores where it looks like it could be raining right now. For me, I'm as far south continental U.S. as you can be. Yeah. I'm down in Key West, my friends.
Yeah, it looks okay. Nice scenery there behind you there, Randall.
Wow. All right, let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you caught up on the leaderboards. Who knows, we might give away some golf as well. You've got it tuned in. The Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show. Man, glad to have you on board with us. We are so excited to be with you today. I'll tell you, the weather looks a little bad down here along the Gulf Coast. Of course, expecting a little bad weather over the next couple of days. Something, Danny, I don't know if it's ever happened before. Two hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time. It seems like someone told me it's only happened once in history. But nonetheless, ain't the kind of history we like to make.
We used to do a nice segment on this show called Danny's Did You Know? And I am going to be honest. I do not know what date that was. I'm going to say it was probably early 30s because a lot of things happened then. But I would say, you know, it is going to be very interesting. Of course, all of our brothers and sisters over there in the Big Easy, in the Louisiana, New Orleans, and Metairie, and Lafayette, really paying close attention to this one because
sure
they along with all of us here, of course, and you know, like we just said, we're down on the beaches. You're down in Key West. I'm checking things out. We're looking behind us. If we see Jim Cantor, then we leave. That's
your signal.
That's
right
your
there.
Signal.
That's
if
your
you
signal.
See Jim Cantor that's on your beach,
leave.
Then
just
you go.
Simply get in your car and leave as quick as you can.
Fill up gas and just head on out.
Hey, glad to have you here with us. I'm Randy Bergen along with Danny Spivey. You know, we got some great sponsors of Southern Fairways Golf Show. Hey, if you're looking for some insurance, I'm going to tell you, you need to do it the right way. You need to get with the right person. And Jason Young, State Farm Insurance, is a guy that you got to do it with. Be sure and check out Jason Young. We appreciate everything he does for us. Also, thanks to Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai. They're off I-10. That's exit 38 in Daphne. Good folks. A great sponsor of the show. Tell them we sent you. Of course, I got to say, I got to mention him. I have to mention him. We always do. Another fantastic sponsor of Southern Fairways Golf Show is Adam at Adam's Title Pawn. All right. Now, we call Adam, he's the genie in the bottle. You heard of the tooth fairy? Well, he's our cash fairy. Okay. because he can turn your silver and gold into hard, cold cash. If you've got diamonds, he'll give you the best price for your diamond. Be sure and check him out. Also, great partners at Bridgestone Golf. They are the official golf ball and golf club of Southern Fairways Golf Show. Okay, I believe, Danny, we got it all queued up, and I believe we're about ready here.
It's time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
The PGA Tour concludes today for the first round of the FedEx Cup playoffs with the Northern Trust in Norton, Massachusetts at the TPC of Boston. Players will be competing for $9.5 million this week, Randall. That's it. On top of leaderboard right now. Okay, everybody trying to get in that top 70 to make it up to Chicago next week. On top of leaderboard. He didn't shoot 59, but he shot 67, 60, 64. DJ Dustin Johnson, the big Johnson, minus 22, five-shot lead over Harris English at 17 under par. Scotty Scheffler, the newest member of the 59 club, he's at 17 under as well. If we want to look down the leaderboard just a little bit, wondering what Tiger Woods did today, well, he was vicariously close to missing that top 70, but he threw in a little 500 par 67 to move up 23 spots in today's round. So he has secured the 56th seed pretty much to next week's second round of the playoffs.
There you go. Congratulations to Tiger, who is, by the way, hitting a Bridgestone golf ball. All right, the Corn Ferry Tour wraps up today from a place you're very familiar with, Danny, a place you grew up, Columbus, Ohio, for the Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship. Leading the way, the young man from Down Under, Curtis Luck, has a one-shot lead over American amateur Cameron Young. The European Tour finished up in Newport, Wales for the ISPS Hand of Wales Open earlier today. Where Frenchman? Romain Legascu.
Sounds good.
You like that? All right, we'll go with that one. All right, it was better than lettuce, okay?
Yeah.
Gets the win by 2 at 8 under. The LPGA, well, they were back in action for the first major of the year. They wrapped up in Scotland for the AIG Women's Open. The German, with no status on the LPGA, she gets the win. Her name, Sofia Popov. She wins at 7 under. She beats my lady, if you're watching us, Jasmine Sawanapura. She beat Jasmine by 3. Well, that's some good playing. That's some good playing.
Good-looking picture right there.
We'll throw that back up in just a minute. You'll want to see it again. Mm-hmm. All right, hey, the old guys finished up in Missouri for the Charles Schwab Series at Bass Pro Shops Big Cedar Lodge. They did that the other day. It's a beautiful place. A not so familiar name with his third professional win and his first Champions Tour victory. Congratulations. The young man, 50 years old, Danny. He lives in Denver, Colorado. His name, Shane Birch.
Like the tree.
There you go. There you go. You're now officially up to date on all the happenings in the golf world. That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
Hey, I do want to give a big shout out real quick, Randall, before we go on. Robbie Shelton. One of our
Absolutely.
Buddies. He is playing very good golf today, and he needs to. He has 6 under through 16. Of course, par 4, par 5 left on the golf course. He's 6 under. He's moved up 36 spots today. This is what I'm talking about, the game, the tournament within the tournament. He started today outside the top 80. He has moved up to 67th. Got to be the top 70 to play next week, so he needs to probably go par birdie. And I think he'll move up. He's at 11 under right now, 6 under on his round. Like I just said, if he gets to 12 under, that's going to be a top 15 finish. I think that's going to put him securely in about that 63 to 65 spot, and he'll be able to play next week in Chicago.
That would be so cool. Yeah. That'd be so cool to see Robbie do that. Robbie's been on the show with us many times, and just a great kid. Of course, played at the University of Alabama. And listen, Alabama's shining a little bit, okay? You got Dustin Thomas. You got Michael Thomas. You got
Michael Thompson.
Michael Thompson. Excuse me.
And the list goes on. Robbie and there's a couple. Clive Davis coming out pretty soon, or Davis Riley rather. Of course, we had. I'm trying to remember his name. He shot 60 or 62 in the U.S. Amateur qualifying round the stroke play round. Now he got beat in the second round of the tournament, but match play, but. Nonetheless, another guy we need to watch here, and I know you like this cat. Victor Hovland.
I was just about to say.
I know you do. We talk about him from time to time.
Little Potsy Weber.
Little Potsy Weber from
Happy Days.
Aaron Post. He's moved up to 20th. Watch his cat. I'm telling you, he's 6 under through 8 holes today. He's another one. He's just one of those gamers. He goes out and he plays. He's not afraid of some low numbers. One of those 23-year-olds out there along with Matthew Wolf and Colin Maokawa and a couple others. But what a nice player. Good interview, good demeanor on the golf course, and a heck of a golfer. So he's solidifying right now with a good round today. He's moved up 26 spots. He started right around 38, 39 in the total FedEx Cup. Right now he's trending up with his 6 under through 8 holes. He's trending up to 20. So if he has a good tournament today, he could pretty much solidify his spot in Atlanta, which is key in these first round of the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Because then you can kind of maybe even take next week off if you want to. Of course, they won't because they play for $100 million every week. But
why would you want to take off?
Yeah, what else you got to do?
Hey, let's say congratulations to Jim Herman. He wins last week's Wyndham Championship. So there you go. Good for him. Congratulations. It's now time for your official World Golf Rankings brought to you by Rolex. John Rahm, he moves to number one. He replaces Justin Thomas, who was there for just a short time. Justin Thomas falls to number two. Rory McIlroy is number three. Dustin Johnson, number four. Colin Morikawa, like this kid, gets his third win, the first major, just a week or so ago. He is ranked fifth. Webb Simpson is sixth. Brooks Koepka ranked seventh. Bryson DeChambeau is eighth. Captain America, Patrick Reed, is ninth. And Xander Schauffele moves from number 11 to number 10. In the official World Golf Rankings brought to you by Rolex. So there you go. Now you got it all. You got it all packed. Now what we're going to do for you, we just got to get you caught up on the FedEx standings, how that looks. Mm-hmm. And I think, Danny, the table is set as we will move into Chicago Thursday.
Well,
for BMW.
You're exactly right. Now projected. This is live scoring. It shifts every time somebody makes a par or bogey. But right now projection is that Dustin Johnson will move up to the number one spot.
Yep.
Right behind him, Justin Thomas, of course. Webb Simpson, Colin Morikawa, Bryson DeChambeau. Scottie Scheffler's moved up 19 spots with a good finish right now. He's got to play his final round, of course. Sung Jae-im, another kid, Daniel Berger. Got to watch his cat.
He's sneaky.
He is sneaky. He's a gamer. And then Harris English and John Rahm round out that top 10. You know, right now on that bubble, Randy, we talked about Joaquin Niemann's at that 30 spot, Kevin Kisner's at that 31, but we go down to getting into next week. Right now, here's the two guys who are going to be battling out. Of course, you got Sung Jae Kim at 69th position, Max Homa, who's dropped 13 spots down to that 70. He's on the bubble. Max Homa is on the bubble right now. Robert Henley and Doc Redman and Sungjae Kang are at 71, 72, and 73. So a lot of needs to happen. But there's a guy out there, Charlie Hoffman, who's one of my favorite players out there. He's hovering at that 76 spot. Watch him shoot a little 5-under today. He's playing pretty good. Getting ready to tee off here in about 20 minutes. And he may throw a little 65, 66 and move up 5 or 6 spots. Get inside that top 70.
A name that you're not hearing a lot and one that we had high hopes for. Ricky Fowler,
Ricky had a few little injuries, you know, this, that, and the other. He went through another swing change, worked on some of his putting techniques and different things. And, you know, it's one of those things, Randy. You know, we talk about, you know, he's still young, but he's kind of in that gray area right now. He's been around for long enough that he seems like a veteran. But he's still 32 years old.
Yeah. You
know, so it's one of those dynamics. But when you have guys like Victor Hovland and Colin Morikawa and, of course, his buddy Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas coming right out of the gate winning majors, you get lapped up.
Hey, listen, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, this man, you see him on TV right now. His name is Dan Brennan.
What?
He's brand new to the FM Talk 106.5 family. He's not brand new to the area. Everybody knows him. Everybody loves him. And he's up next right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show. That is a song and a little music bed that you would probably never hear on this show, but when you bring this guy in, you got to play it. He is a dear friend, been around for a long time. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome in to our program, to our family, Mr. Dan Brennan. Dan, how you doing, pal?
Boy, I'm tearing up with the music that you chose there for me. Thank you very much. Unexpected, but anyway, hope you guys are doing well.
Well, we are, and I appreciate it, Dan. You know, it's I wanted to have you on here. First off, welcome to the family. Glad to have
you.
Glad to have you here with us. And let's just let folks know, for all of those now, Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3, Dan Brennan has been along the Gulf Coast for many, how many minis is it? A lot of many years. And
I think you added an extra many or so, but we'll leave that alone. It's okay.
Okay, but we're happy to have you. You begin tomorrow. It'll be Mobile Mornings with our buddy Dalton Orwig. Tell us exactly what's going on. What are we going to be able to expect from you and Dalton each and every Monday morning from 6 to 9?
I think the main thing that we're going to try and provide is information that everyone can use locally. Not all that information may be about local things, but information that anybody can use anywhere, and especially our listeners here along the Gulf Coast. But I really want to focus in on local people, local events, local conversations. Some of those conversations are being told nationally, but I want to boil it down to the local level. And Dalton's such a great young broadcaster. I can't wait to work with him every day. And, of course, this gives Sean a chance to sleep in for the first time in probably 22 years for him. So that's a big bonus.
Since
for
he was in high school, yeah.
Well, I know it's going to be fun. I'm excited. Of course, when I got the news, you know, I had to kind of text you there a little bit. You and I go way back. And although this is a golf show, and we talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network, Dan, we're not going to do that. You and I, we know that. We've been down that road in that story, have we not?
Well, here is the story. Randy had a golf show on another station, and then he set me up to go. And I'm not a very good golfer. We'll put me in that category. So anyway, he says, let's get a look at your swing. And he has a friend across the bay on the eastern shore where they can examine my swing and hitting at a simulator inside the shop. Am I right so far, Randy?
You're dead on.
Okay. And so then I take a couple of swings. And do you recall the question the gentleman asked me after witnessing my swing?
I do, but I want you to share it.
He said, have you ever been in some sort of a severe accident? So not only did he find my swing substandard, which I get that, he took it a couple of steps further, saying, you know, have you been struck by a train? Have you fallen out of a plane? Were you thrown into a trash compactor a fourth grader? I mean, he looked at my swing as being so bizarre. He was trying to dig down and figure out what it was. So anyway, it was shortly after that I just gave up. I just put the clubs up in the attic, and that's where they sit right now.
Oh my goodness, Dan! That was, we had so much fun. We go way back. We've had a lot of fun together. We did. And I'm glad to have you on with us. There's no doubt. Folks, also, you know, Dan, he does Friday Night Rivals with our good friend Jim Cox. And, boy, you had a good ball game the other night, didn't you?
We did. You know, that UMS right is something else. You look at the stats at the end of the game, and wasn't much difference between the two teams. In fact, I think Baker outgained them. But the final score was UMS – well, they won by 24-6. So it was a game where Terry Curtis got a chance to play a lot of his young players, which, as you know, you've been around that program. He does a great job. Once he gets a lead and he feels comfortable, he starts playing a lot of his younger guys. At the same time, I thought Baker played well. They've got some pretty good players. They've got a really excellent quarterback. This kid, I don't know, he's just a junior. So he's getting his first starts on the field. But, man, oh, man, what a fine passer of the football he is. And they've got a running back, McMillan, who also runs very violently and very fast and a heck of a competitor. So Baker's going to be a pretty good football team this year. So it was a good thing to kick off. UMS Wright had limited ticket sales, so people were pretty well spread out. Even the student section might have been tighter than you wanted, but at the same time, they were all wearing masks. And so no controversy at UMS Wright on Friday night. It was a good way to, you know, it was just nice to kick off the season.
Yeah.
And Coxie and I looked at each other a couple of times like, man, at least we're here at a football game. It's something that sort of feels normal. And we've been robbed of that for months.
There's no question that's a good feeling. At least we got, and again, we're not sure if we were going to have football. So it is certainly good to get out, especially on a Friday night.
It really was. And I mean, one of the coaches I talked to before the season kicked off said he was excited his team was going to be playing Friday night. And when I asked him why, he said, because at least that way I know they will have played a game. And at this point, they're just taking it day to day, week to week, and trying to, you know, not overthink this thing. They're not thinking 3 weeks down the road. They're just trying to get their guys on the field, keep them healthy, and have one game after the next. It's really just like taking one step at a time, putting one foot in front of the other. That's how they're running their football programs right now. So it's a crazy time, but it's what it is, and it's what we're dealing with, and it's what we've all been dealing with, you know, at some level, in some ways, since the middle of March.
Yeah, you got that right. Visiting with our good friend Dan Brennan. He is now the host of Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5 with our good friend Dalton Orwig. Danny?
Yeah, Dan, I just wanted to say congratulations. So great to have you. I look forward to listening to you in the morning. I am going to forewarn you, and Dalton will probably let you know this. I'm usually in car line, you know, probably in that 6:45 to 7:45, 8 o'clock range, always listening to the show. And I have a bad habit, Dan, I'm just going to warn you, of going ahead and texting the Stadio's text line when I hear a topic that intrigues me. So you'll get that from time to time. But, you know, we mentioned the football aspect, and I look forward to some of the topics going on with that. We heard recently, I'd love to get your input real quick, you know, with how the parents of these players and the administrators and everybody's reacting. I see some media posts by the superintendent, Tyler, of over on the Baldwin County side.
Eddie Tyler.
Eddie Tyler. and some of the hiccups we have with the social distancing and maybe national news coming to our area of Mobile in Baldwin County since we are playing football. And I look forward to hearing your take and the input from the community during your show.
Well, I thought one of the best takes that I heard on that was yesterday. And I haven't seen Eddie Tyler's statement yet, so I'll have to find that. But at the very end of the Prep Sports Report yesterday, Mark Lasseter, and then followed up with Corey LeBounty, kind of gave their thoughts on what the nation ended up seeing, the images and the video of the stands at the Fairhope Spanish Fort game. And so
exactly.
I think innocently Channel 5 was probably just getting a shot of the crowd. And then maybe they realized they had a bigger story there and ended up CBS nationally got a hold of that. And they weren't concerned with Riley Leonard's great game or the final score. They were certainly zoned in on why does this look the way this looks right now? This looks really, you know, out of step. So I just thought it was really cool that Mark Lasseter and Corey LeBounty were simply saying, if you want football, if you want to be at football, you can't mess this up. And if we messed it up
the
first time, we better not mess it up the second time. So I think the rules have got to be in place, and then everyone's going to have to follow the rules. They'll be told to leave, or worst-case scenario, there is no football. So do you want the games or not? And, you know, the rules have got to be in place as far as distancing, which I saw with the general crowd, not necessarily the students, but the crowd at the Baker UMS game, and that was helped by the fact that UMS pre-planned diligently and sold only so many tickets were available for the game, so that gave everybody a chance to spread out. And so here we go. You know, that Fairhope, those images look like my golf swing. It wasn't good. So now I don't think we can straighten out my swing. But we can certainly straighten out what goes on at football venues going forward. And I think that has got to be the focus. Like, okay, that wasn't good. What is acceptable, and how do we get there?
Yeah, I agree with you. Visiting with Dan Brennan right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. Got you for another few moments. You mentioned Riley Leonard. Riley, the son of a good friend of ours, Chad Leonard. Chad oversees Honors Golf, Rock Creek Peninsula, and Kraft Farms. And he's headed to Duke. I mean, the kid's he's a fine athlete. Had to make a decision whether he wanted to play basketball or football. Chose football, and excited for him. Saw him just a couple of weeks ago, and boy, just a great kid, and excited to see what they do. All right, we have got just a few minutes here. I'm going to throw a picture up for those that are watching us right now on, if you go to Facebook and search Southern Fairways, or you can go onto YouTube. You can check out Randy Bergen Live. I'm throwing up a picture, Dan. I see him. You're a big Georgia fan. There he is, Jake Fromm. Your picture made with him.
Yeah, Jake Fromm was is actually a client of David Morris here in town, QB
right.
Country. And so David would let me know when Jake was coming to town. So it was good to see him. You know, that's a guy that was ready to play from the start at Georgia. I mean, he got on the field in some big games as a freshman and then took the job. And it's really kind of unfortunate the way his career ended up. I don't know what was going wrong with that passing game last year, but it was not in sync. And you think when you recruit receivers have got 4 and 5 stars behind their names, they're going to get open. But for whatever reason, I don't think he'd really put a lot of that on Fromm. That season just kind of went sideways. As far as offensively, now they had a great year, got to the SEC championship game, but it'll be interesting to see if he ever gets any playing time in the NFL, if he's able to kind of resurrect the image of the Jake Fromm we saw his freshman and certainly sophomore years.
Dan, final question, 45 seconds here. College football supposed to crank up for the SEC, ACC. Are we going to play? Are we going to see the SEC play?
Well, here we go. I think the high school is, you know, the fact that we're playing now might be a harbinger of what's to come. If high schools are able to make it through, and if high schools are still playing in Alabama and other states at the time that the SEC is supposed to crank up, I could see them starting. And I think it's the same thing, guys. I really think the schedule is there, but do they really in their heart believe they're going to get through all those games? And I think it's just going to be week to week, learn as we go. We're learning more about the virus as we go. We're more confused by the virus as we go. Who knows? But it's nice to see the schedule, and it's nice to see the opportunity for them to at least try it.
Dan, I got to tell you, thank you for taking time to be with us. I know you're fixing to be a busy man. Folks, we encourage you to check out FM Talk 106.5 in the morning, every Monday morning, every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Our good friend Dan Brennan, Mobile Mornings, he and Dalton Orwig, it's going to be fun. I'm going to be tuned in at 5:55. I'm getting up to listen to you, Dan-O. So bring it on, brother. Welcome to the family.
Now you made me nervous. I didn't know you were going to be up at that time.
Oh, you're a mess. Hey, man, glad to have you on board with us. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll put the wraps on this edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Well, we certainly need to change that bump music right there.
A little Orange Crush there by R.E.M.
But we need to change that.
Yeah.
We need
You're
to change
not a big R.E.M. fan, are you?
No. We need to change that.
That needs to go?
That needs to go.
Okay.
And I'll explain to you why a little bit later on.
Okay.
All right. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show. Glad to have you on board with us. For all of you up in Central Alabama, Birmingham, Montgomery, Auburn, all over the place up there in Central Alabama. Glad to have you on board with us. I hope that you'll tune back in next Sunday from 11 to 1 for Southern Fairways Golf Show. A lot going on, and it's great to have Dan Brennan. Dan, I'm glad to have him on board with us in the FM Talk 106.5 family. He is going to be a great addition. For those of you who have never heard of Dan Brennan, you are going to fall in love with him. He's quite a character. And, you know, he mentioned the Prep Sports Report. Let me go on and mention it again. If you have an opportunity, the best prep show along the Gulf Coast and in Central Alabama. They're on the same stations. Check out my good friend, Coach Rick Cleveland. Coach Mark Glassner and Corey LeBounty every Saturday morning from 8 to 10. They will keep you up to date, I'm telling you, to the T's on all high school sports, especially with football going on. They've got all the scores for you, so you be sure and check them out. All right? They'll get you all covered up. Danny, we're going to get caught up on the leaderboard. We're going to go to the phone and get with Bama Tim here in just a moment. But, man, the weather forecast right now, I'm looking behind you and down at Gulf Shores.
I got a little weather out behind me, and, of course, you down there in Key West, you're going to get real dark here soon. You're going to see some serious, serious stuff. Everybody's keeping an eye on this right now. I'm going to try to play a little quick nine holes later this afternoon, kind of get that in. I have a feeling the rest of the week is going to be kind of bad. It's going to be out.
Yeah, I got to throw a shout-out real quick.
Yes,
got to throw a shout-out to a good friend of ours. He's part of the family, too.
Yes, he is.
And we've done football together for many years, and I guess we've all kind of retired, semi-retired from that.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Verner. By the way, Tim, I got to tell you, I was over at your brother's house the other day and saw all of those medals from their Uncle TJ.
Wow.
And, boy, one of the most decorated military men ever.
Ever,
and
ever.
You saw them all. I showed them to you.
It is real. Four Purple Hearts. I didn't go through all. I was immediately drawn to those. But unbelievable. Just astonishing and inspirational.
No doubt. All right, we're going to get you caught up on the leaderboard here in just a second. But before we do that, we've got to do this right here.
Give it to me.
Oh, yeah. Going back to 1970. Little Molly Hatchet.
My roommate grew up with him.
That's
in college,
it.
Yeah. Little Molly Hatchet, Flirting with Disaster. Anytime you hear that music right there, you know what it means. It is. It means that this guy's about to come on with us. One Bama Tim. He is on the line. Bama Tim, how you doing, brother? Great to talk with you.
Hey, man. How y'all doing today?
Doing great, bro.
Hey, you know, it's kind of ironic that I called in last week, and last week was a 51-year anniversary of Camille, and then we got two hurricanes crawling up our butts, and next weekend, or this coming weekend, is actually the 15th anniversary of Katrina.
Wow.
Yes.
15. Mm.
So,
well, it's hurricane season, I would say.
So, but hey, great golf for dummies. I know my time is short. There's a lot to talk about. So grab a spring roll, stick it in your mouth, start chewing, and shut up. Listen. First off,
okay.
Hey, great to hear Dan. Welcome to the family. Hey, hopefully Bama Tim will be a name he gets to hear more than just on Sunday. And I want to give a big shout out to the listener, to your new listeners on 98.3. I hope they can appreciate the weird brand of humor that I try to bring to the show, and let them know that I will be cutting on you and Danny from time to time. But with that being said, prayers go out to Taylor and Megan.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Recovery. Hope everything works out for that. Now, last week, David, I think he misunderstood my question, but he actually answered my question from this week. So it's either he misunderstood or he's getting a little ESP going there.
But, he's actually just throwing things against the refrigerator there, seeing what sticks.
This week. So I will go ahead and re-ask my question from last week, which is explain to us irons, the one iron,
okay,
the two iron, the three, the seven, the nine. What is the ratio of loft or height to distance?
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. David, you heard that. Okay. All right. That really is a very good question, because a lot of folks, what is a 7-iron? What's the loft on a 7-iron versus a 4-iron? Okay. Not too many 1-irons out there. Not too many 1-irons. There are some that carry it, but I haven't seen a 1-iron in years. But that's a great question, Bama Tim.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny that if you watch the Weather Channel, and y'all brought this up earlier in the show, Laura was kind of headed toward, you know, West Florida. And Marco was headed to Houston. Well, Jim Cantore decided, hey, I can't go to Florida and Houston at the same time. So he said, well, I'll split my difference, and I'll go to Louisiana. And what? Lo and behold, both of them are going to Louisiana. So Jim Cantore, stay out of Mobile.
I really thought they should have called Laura Polo. You know, I thought that would have been kind of funny having Marco.
Marco Polo.
You know, in the off season.
Yeah,
but,
that's
you know,
right.
I know it's alphabetical, but, you know.
All right, before I go,
Bama
guys,
Tim.
One more thing.
Yeah.
34 days till kickoff of the Alabama football season. Who's going to be the quarterback? Mac Jones, Bryce Young. Is Najee Harris coming back? Will we get to see Trey Sanders back from his injury from last year? Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith, two of the best receivers and kickoff receivers that you have ever seen. I am so ready for some Alabama football, and it's only 34 days away. And with that, I'll leave you with a big old Roll Tide. Have a great day, guys.
That a boy right there. That was a good one. Hey, look, I got to say, Bama Tim, he did pretty good right there. And,
yeah.
And Bama Tim, thanks for the prayers for my son and his fiance. That means a lot. I appreciate that. Hey, we got to kick it right back. Tiger Mike, you got 60 seconds because we gave them all to the Alabama fan. LSU fan, don't
okay.
get that many.
You are in Alabama, I assume, correct?
I am back in Alabama.
And prayers and thoughts go to your son and to be daughter-in-law.
I appreciate that.
Hope everything goes well. And, you know, Randy, if you need anything, you know how to get a hold of me.
I appreciate that, brother. It means a lot.
No problem. Last week, while you were on, y'all had a radio show, and I was actually playing golf at Blue Water Bay.
Nice. Yeah.
It was an all right day. As a group, we finished 3 under. But
okay.
It wasn't because of me, I'll say that. But I noticed something, and I've noticed this in the past, but I want to ask you about tees. They got mm-hmm. short tees, they got long tees, they got some skinnier ones, and then they have these plastic ones that have like a quarter cup on them. Mm-hmm. Explain to me that and the difference between those tees, because I tried the one with the plastic tee with like a quarter cup, like if you put
called a martini tee.
It made a difference when I used it. I wanted to get your opinion or what that exactly is and if that's legal in the PGA Tour.
All right. Hey, great call. We're going to have to – I'm going to let you hang up, but you got to leave it. Go ahead and give it to us.
I'll just leave you with this. Go National Championship, Tigers.
That was his 60 seconds. All right.
There you
hey,
go.
Listen, a good friend of ours, PGA teaching professional, Bobby Hall, now using the martini tee.
Yeah.
All right. And I don't know that there's a professional out there using it. I haven't seen it.
First of all, the tee has to be compliant.
Sure.
You know, and there's two different things there, Tiger Mike. You know, there's one that's compliant on the PGA Tour and the USGA and the RNA, and then there's one being compliant with all of us. You know, we see a multitude of different tees out there. Now, the length and the height of the tees are different, you know, specifically for the size driver or if you want to use an iron tee or something like that. Sometimes they go up to 3.5 inches tall with the big 460cc jumbo-headed drivers. You know, a little higher tee helps. But the martini tee is making a little bit of headway. There's a brush tee out there as well. Basically, what those are trying to do is create less friction on the golf ball between the strike of the head and the golf ball to allow less spin, basically. So if it's spinning left to right and so it doesn't slice or right to left so it doesn't hook as much, the tee is giving you help, which is why there are parameters and guidelines on which tees can be used in USGA and PGA Tour
and,
competition.
And as you mentioned, the height, whether it be a smaller or a tall, that is strictly
your
decision.
Your decision.
Yeah. Whatever you feel
yep.
good with. All right, hey, looks like Dustin Johnson may get the win here. With the win today, he moves to number one. He is currently at 22 under. He'll tee off. Has he already teed off yet?
No, he'll
tee off a little bit.
All right. 20 minutes. Hey, big shout out, Robbie Shelton. We talked about him in the previous break. Birdies the last two. Randall to shoot 8 under 63. Great job, Robbie. Moves up 45 spots. More importantly, an up 20 spots into that 57 key. He'll be playing in Chicago next week.
Man, that is awesome. Hey, it has been a ton of fun today. Welcome, Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3. Glad to have you part of the Golf Broadcast Network. We welcome tomorrow on FM Talk 106.5 our very good friend Dan Brennan. He's with Dalton Orwick for Mobile Mornings. You be sure and check it out. Until next week, for the whole staff, I'm Randy Bergen. Remember this, God bless America. See you next week.